sound, chased wings, obey. But thou shrieking harbinger, foul procurer of the fiend, augur of the fever's end, to this troop come thou not near. From this session's interdict every fowl of tyrant wing, save the eagle, feathered king, keep the obsequy so strict. Let the priest in surplice white, that defunctive music can, be the death-divining swan, lest the requiem lack his right. And thou treble-dated crow, that thy sable gender mak'st, with the breath thou giv'st and tak'st, amongst our mourners shalt thou go. Here the anthem doth commence. Love and constancy is dead. Phoenix and the turtle fled in a mutual flame from hence. So they loved as love in twain had the essence but in one. Two distincts, division none. Number there in love was slain. Hearts remote, yet not asunder, distance and no place was seen. Twixt this turtle and his queen, but in them it were a wonder. So between them love did shine, that the turtle saw his right, flaming in the phoenix sight, either was the other's mine. Property was thus appalled, that the self was not the same, single nature's double name, neither two nor one was called. Reason in itself confounded, saw division grow together, to themselves yet either, neither, simple were so well compounded. That it cried, how true a twain seemeth this concordant one. Love hath reason, reason none, if what parts can so remain. Whereupon it made this threen to the phoenix and the dove, co-supremes and stars of love, as chorus to their tragic scene. Threnos. Beauty, truth, and rarity, grace in all simplicity, here enclosed in cinders lie. Death is now the phoenix nest, and the turtle's loyal breast to eternity doth rest, leaving no posterity. 'Twas not their infirmity, it was married chastity. Truth may seem, but cannot be. Beauty brag, but 'tis not she. Truth and beauty buried be. To this urn let those repair that are either true or fair, for these dead birds sigh a prayer.
And now we're going to do the song, where further crazy things will happen.
At thy request, monster, I'll do reason, any reason. Come on, Trinculo, let us sing. Flout him and count him, scout him and flout him. Thought is free.
Orpheus, with his lute, made trees and the mountain tops that freeze bow themselves when he did sing. To his music, plants and flowers ever sprung, as sun and showers there had made a lasting spring. Everything that heard him play, even the billows of the sea, hung their heads and then lay by. In sweet music is such art, killing care and grief of heart fall asleep or hearing die.
Come unto these yellow sands and then take hands. Curtsied when you have and kissed the wild waves whist. Foot it featly here and there, and sweet sprites the burden bear. Hark, hark.
Bow wow.
The watchdogs bark.
Bow wow.
Hark, hark. I hear the strain of strutting chanticleer.
Cock-a-diddle-bell.
Under the greenwood tree, who loves to lie with me, and turn his merry note unto the sweet bird's throat, come hither, come hither, come hither. Here shall he see no enemy but winter and rough weather.
Who doth ambition shun and loves to live in the sun, seeking the food he eats and pleased with what he gets. Come hither, come hither, come hither. Here shall he see no enemy but winter and rough weather.
If it do come to pass that any man turn ass, leaving his wealth and ease, a stubborn will to please, Dukdame, 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 here shall he see gross fools as he, and if he will come to me.
You spotted snakes with double tongue, thorny hedgehogs, be not seen, newts and blind worms, do no wrong, come not near our fairy queen.
Philomel with melody, sing in our sweet lullaby, la 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 la, lullaby, la la la, lullaby. Never harm, nor spell, nor charm, come our lovely lady nigh, so good night with lullaby.
Weaving spiders, come not here, hence you long-legged spinners, hence, beetles black, approach not near, worm nor snail, do no offence.
Philomel with melody, sing in our sweet lullaby, la 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 lullaby, la 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 lullaby. Never harm, nor spell, nor charm, come our lovely lady nigh, so good night, lullaby. Lawn as white as driven snow, cypress black as air was crow, gloves as sweet as damask roses, masks for faces and for noses, bugle, bracelet, necklace, amber, perfume for a lady's chamber, golden quarts and stomachers for my lads to give their dears, pins and poking sticks of steel, what maids lack from head to heel. Come buy of me, come, come buy, buy lads, or else your lasses cry, come buy.
Who is Sylvia? What is she that all our swains commend her? Holy, fair, and wise is she. The heaven such grace did lend her that she might admired be. Is she kind as she is fair? For beauty lives with kindness. Love doth to her eyes repair to help him of his blindness, and being helped inhabits there. Then to Sylvia let us sing that Sylvia is excelling. She excels each mortal thing upon the dull earth dwelling. To her let us garlands bring.
Hark, hark, the lark at heaven's gate sings, and Phoebus skins arise, his steeds to water at those springs on chaliced flowers that lies, and winking Mary buds begin to ope their golden eyes. With everything that pretty is, my lady sweet, arise, arise, arise.
O mistress mine, where are you roaming? O stay and hear, your true love's coming. That can sing both high and low. Trip no further, pretty sweeting. Journeys end in lovers meeting. Every wise man's son doth know. What is love? 'Tis not hereafter. Present mirth hath present laughter. What's to come is still unsure. In delay there lies no plenty. Then come kiss me, sweet, and 20. Youth's a stuff will not endure.
Love, love, nothing but love, still more. For oh, love's bow shoots buck and doe. The shaft confounds not that it wounds, but tickles till the sore. These lovers cry, oh ho, they die. Yet that which seems the wound to kill doth turn, oh ho, to ha ha he. So dying, love lives till. Oh ho, awhile, but ha ha ha, oh ho, groans out for ha ha ha, hey ho.
Get ye hence, for I must go, where it fits you not to know.
Whither?
Oh, whither?
Whither?
It becomes thy oath full well, thou to me thy secrets tell.
Me too, let me go thither.
Or thou goest to the grange or mill.
If to either thou dost ill.
Neither.
What, neither?
Neither.
Thou hast sworn my love to be.
Thou hast sworn it more to me than whither go. Say whither.
Tell me, where is Fancy Bright? or in the heart, or in the head? How begot, how nourished?
Reply.
It is engendered in the eye, with gazing fed and fancy dies in the cradle where it lies.
Let us all ring fancy's knell. I'll begin it. Ding dong bell.
Ding dong bell.
Fie on sinful fantasy. Fie on lust and luxury. Lust is but a bloody fire, kindled with unchaste desire. Fed in heart, whose flames aspire as thoughts do blow them higher and higher. Pinch him, fairies, mutually. Pinch him for his villainy. Pinch him and burn him and turn him about till candles and starlight and moonshine be out.
It was a lover and his lass with a hey and ho, a hey nonny no, that o'er the green cornfield did pass in springtime, the only pretty ring time when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-ding, sweet lovers love the spring. Between the acres of the rye with a hey and a ho and a hey nonny no, these pretty country folks would lie in springtime, the only pretty ring time when birds do sing, hey, ding-a-ding-ding, sweet lovers love the spring. This carol they began that hour with a hey and a ho and a hey nonny no, how that a life was but a flower in springtime, the only pretty springtime when birds do sing, hey ding-a-ding-ding, sweet lovers love the spring. And therefore take the present time with a hey and a ho and a hey nonny no, for love is crowned with the prime in springtime, the only pretty ring time when birds do sing, hey ding-a-ding-ding, sweet lovers love the spring.
Wedding is great Juno's crown, O blessed bond of board and bed. 'Tis hymen peoples every town, high wedlock then be honoured. Honour, high honour and renown to hymen, god of every town. Roses, their sharp spines being gone, not royal in their smells alone, but in their hue. Maiden pinks of odour faint, daisies smellless yet most quaint, and sweet thyme true. Primrose, first-born child of ver, merry springtime's harbinger, with her bells dim. Oxlips in their cradles growing, marigolds on deathbeds blowing, lark's heels trim. All dear nature's children sweet lie for bride and bridegroom's feet, blessing their scents. Not an angel of the air, bird melodious or bird fair, is absent hence. The crow, the slanderous cuckoo, nor the boding raven, nor chuff, whore, nor chattering pie, may on our bride house perch or sing, or with them any discord bring, but from it fly.
Honour, riches, marriage blessing, long continuance and increasing, hourly joys be still upon you, Juno sings her blessings on you.
Earth's increase, foison plenty, barns and garners never empty, vines with clustering bunches growing, plants with goodly burden bowing, spring come to you at the farthest in the very end of harvest. Scarcity and want shall shun you, Ceres' blessing so is on you.
Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning betime, and I am made at your window to be your valentine. Then up he rose and donned his clothes and up the chamber door, let in the maid that outer maid never departed more. By Gis and by St. Charity, alack and fie for shame, young men will do it if they come to it, by cock they are to blame. Quoth she, before you tumbled me, you promised me to wed. Said, what would I have done by yonder sun, and thou hadst not come to my bed?
In youth, when I did love, methought it was very sweet to contract the time for my behove, and methought there was nothing meet. But age, with his stealing steps, hath clawed me in his clutch, and hath shipped me into the land, as if I had never been such. A pickaxe and a spade, fore and a shrouding sheet, oh, a pit of clay for to be made, for such a guest is meet.
Take those lips away that so sweetly were forsworn, and those eyes, the break of day, light that do mislead the morn. But my kisses bring again seals of love, but sealed in vain. Hide, oh hide, those hills of snow that thy frozen blossom bears, on whose tops the pinks that grow are of those that April wears. But first set my poor heart free, bound in icy chains to be.
Come away, death, and in sad cypress let me be laid. Fly away, breath, I am slain by a fair, cruel maid. My shroud of white stuck all with you, oh, prepare it. My part of death, no one so true did share it. Not a flower sweet, on my black coffin let there be strewn. Not a friend greet my poor corpse where my bones shall be thrown. A thousand, thousand sighs to save, lay me, oh, where sad true lover never find my grave to weep there.
The poor soul sat sighing by a sycamore tree, seeing all a green willow. Her hand on her bosom, her head on her knee. Sing willow, 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 oh willow, willow, willow. Sing all a green willow must be my garland. The fresh streams ran by her and murmured her moans. Sing willow, willow, willow. Her salt tears fell from her and softened the stones. Sing willow, 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 oh willow, willow, willow. Sing all a green willow must be my garland. Let nobody blame him, his scorn I approve, sing all the green willow. He was born to be fair, and I die for his love. Sing willow, 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 oh willow, 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 sing all the green willow must be my garland. I called my love false love, but what said he then? Sing willow, 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 if I court more women, you'll count with more men. Sing willow, 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 oh willow, 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 sing all a green willow must be my garland. Come, all you forsaken, and sit down by me, sing willow, willow, willow. She that plaineth of her false love, mine's falser than he. Sing willow, 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 oh willow, 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 sing all a green willow must be my garland. The willow wreath wear I, since my love did fleet, sing willow, willow, willow. A garland for lovers forsaken, most meet. Sing willow, 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 oh willow, willow, willow. Sing all the green willow must be my garland.
Sigh no more, ladies, sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. One foot in sea and one on shore, to one thing constant never. Then sigh not so, but let them go, and you be blithe and bonny, converting all your sounds of woe into, hey, nonny nonny. Sing no more ditties, sing no more, of dumps so dull and heavy. The fraud of men was ever so, since summer first was leaving. Then sigh not so, but let them go, and be you blithe and bonny, converting all your sounds of woe into, hey, nonny nonny.
Will you buy any tape or lace for your cape, my dainty duck, my dearer? Any silk, any thread, any toys for your head of the newest and finest, finest wearer? Come to the peddler, money's a meddler that doth utter all men's wearer.
What should he have that killed the deer, his leather skin and horns to wear? Then sing him home.
Take thou no scorn to wear the horn, it was a crest ere thou wast born. Thy father's father wore it, and thy father bore it. The horn, the lusty horn, is not a thing to laugh to scorn.
And let me the canikin clink, clink, and let me the canikin clink. A soldier's a man, oh, man's life's but a span. Why then, let a soldier drink.
Come, thou monarch of the vine, plumpy Bacchus with pink eyne, in thy vats our cares be drowned. with thy grapes our hairs be crowned. Cup us till the world go round. Cup us till the world go round.
The master, the swabber, the boatswain and I, the gunner and his mate, love Mal, Meg and Marion and Marjorie, but none of us cared for Kate. For she had a tongue with a tang, would cry to a sailor, go hang. She loved not the savour of tar nor of pitch, yet a tailor might scratch her where'er she did itch, then to sea boys and let her go hang.
No more dams I'll make for fish, nor fetching, firing, at requiring, nor scrape, trenchering, nor wash dish. Bang, bang, caliban. Has a new master, get a new man.
The woozle cock so black of hue, with orange tawny bill, the throstle with his note so true, the wren with little quill, the finch, the sparrow, and the lark, the plain song cuckoo grey, whose note full many a man doth mark and dares not answer nay.
While you here do snoring lie, open-eyed conspiracy his time doth take. If of life you keep a care, shake off slumber and beware. Awake, awake!
I'm gone, sir, and anon, sir. I'll be with you again in a trice, like to the old vice your need to sustain. Who with dagger of lathe in his rage and his wrath cries a ha to the devil, like a mad lad. Pare thy nails, dad. Adieu, goodman devil.
Jog on, the footpath way, and merrily hent the styler. A merry heart goes all the day, your sad tires in a miler.
Thou winter wind, thou art not so unkind as man sing gratitude. Thy breath is not so keen because thou art not seen, although thy breath be rude. Hey ho! Sing hey ho, and to the green holly most friendship is feigning, most loving mere folly. Then hey ho, the holly, this life is most jolly. Freeze, freeze, thou bitter sky, it does not bite so nigh as benefits forgot. Though thou the waters warp, thy sting is not so sharp as friend remembered not. Hey ho, sing hey ho, unto the green holly most friendship is failing, most loving holly, this life is most jolly.
Pardon, goddess of the night, those that slew thy virgin knight. For the witch with songs of woe, round about her tomb they go. Midnight, assist our moan, help us to sigh and groan, heavily, heavily. Graves yawn and yield your dead, till death be uttered, heavily, heavily.
Urns and odours bring away, vapours, sighs darken the day. our dole more deadly looks than dying. Balms and gums and heavy cheers, sacred vials filled with tears, and clamours through the wild air flying. Come, all sad and solemn shows, that are quick-eyed pleasure's foes. We convent naught else but woes. We convent naught else but woes.
Full fathom five thy father lies. Of his bones are coral made. Those are pearls that were his eyes. Nothing of him that doth fade, but doth suffer a sea change into something rich and strange. Sea nymphs hourly ring his knell.
Ding dong,
ding dong.
Hark, now I hear them. Ding dong.
Fear no more the heat of the sun, nor the furious winter's rages. Thou thy worldly task hast done, home art gone, and ta'en thy wages. Golden lads and girls all must, as chimney sweepers, come to dust. Fear no more the frown of the great, thou art past the tyrant's stroke. Care no more to clothe and eat, to thee the reed is as the oak. The sceptre, learning, physic must all follow this and come to dust. Fear no more the lightning flash, nor the all-dreaded thunderstone. Fear not slander, censure, rash. Thou hast finished joy and moan. All lovers young, all lovers must consign to thee and come to dust. No exorciser harm thee, nor no witchcraft charm thee. Ghost unlaid, forbear thee. Nothing ill come near thee. Quiet consummation have, and renowned be thy grave.
But shall I go mourn for that, my dear? The pale moon shines by night. And when I wander here and there, I then do most go right. If tinkers may have leave to live and bear the sow-skin budget, then my account I well may give, and in the stocks avouch it.
And daffodils begin to peer with hay the doxy over the dale. Why, then comes in the sweet of the year, for the red blood rains in the winter's pale. The white sheep bleaching on the hedge, with hay the sweet birds, oh how they sing, doth set my pugging tooth on edge, for a quart of ale is a dish for a king. The lark that tirra-lirra chants, with hay the thrush and the jay, are summer songs for me and my aunts, while we lie tumbling in the hay.
When daisies pied, and violets blue, and lady smocks all silver white, and cuckoo buds of yellow hue do paint the meadows with delight, the cuckoo then, on every tree, mocks married men, for thus sings he, cuckoo, 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 a word of fear, unpleasing to a married ear. When shepherds pipe on oaten straws, and merry larks are ploughmen's clocks, when turtles tread, and rooks, and daws, and maidens bleach their summer smocks. The cuckoo, then, on every tree, mocks married men, for thus sings he, cuckoo, 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 a word of fear, unpleasing to a married ear.
When icicles hang by the wall, and Dick the shepherd blows his nail, and Tom bears logs into the hall, and milk comes frozen home in pail, when blood is nipped and ways be foul, then nightly sings the staring owl, to-wit-to-woo, a merry note, while greasy Joan doth keel the pot. When all aloud the wind doth blow, and coughing drowns the parson's saw, and birds sit brooding in the snow,
and Marion's nose looks red and raw. When roasted crabs hiss in the bowl, then nightly sings the staring owl. Doo-doo, a merry note, while greasy Joan doth keel the pot.
With hey ho, the wind and the rain, gained slaves and thieves, men shut their gate. For the rain, it raineth every day. And when I came, alas, to wife, with hey ho, the wind and the rain, by swaggering could I never thrive. For the rain, it raineth every day. And when I came unto my bed, with hey ho, the wind and the rain, with tosspots all had drunken heads, for the rain, it raineth every day. Great while ago the world begun, with hey ho, the wind and the rain, but that's all one, our play is done. And we'll strive to please you every day.
Special round of applause to Gavin for organising the day, and to all the technical support that we've had, which has been wonderful. Thank you.